This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McKeith. We talk to you from Fort Loramie High School. It's the annual showdown match between the Redskins of Fort Loramie and the Raiders of Rushi. And this year, this contest is extremely important early on in the season. Each team unbeaten atop the Shelby County League. Rushi 5-0, Fort Loramie 4-0. We're on the Redskins' home court, but Chuck, in this series, it really doesn't make any difference. In the last 7 years, Rushi has won five games at Fort Loramie, and going back to 2010, there was a stretch in a seven-year span during which Fort Loramie won six at Rushi.
Well, you know, we've talked about this, and I think that one of the things that I don't think, because this place is packed tonight, and these teams travel well, the only advantage that Loramie has is that this court is much bigger than what Rushi plays on. But the baskets are the same height, the distance is the same from the free throw line, and the crowd is going to be incredible tonight. I don't know if I've ever seen this place this full.
Yeah, there are only about 15-20 empty seats, and the cheerleaders from Fort Loramie will fill in most of those when they sit back down after leaving the court in just a few minutes. But it is packed. The athletic director of Fort Loramie told us about 30-40 minutes ago he expected standing room only here tonight at the Fort Loramie gym. And it's probably split pretty evenly, Fort Loramie-Rushi, although the Redskin fans might outnumber the Raider fans by a few, but not many.
No, Rushi travels well. Loramie travels well. Both these teams are having good starts to the season. Loramie actually has started incredibly to the season. They've had some big wins. We talked about the fact that the schedule was going to start getting harder and harder, and they've been up for the last couple of games, going to St. Henry, going to Bethel, and winning those games. That's impressive.
The win at Bethel, the most recent triumph for Fort Loramie, was by 8 points. It was nip and tuck. In the fourth quarter, Fort Loramie pushed the advantage out to double digits twice in the second and third periods. Bethel got it even at the very start of the fourth. Fort Loramie made eight in a row and then salted the game away at the foul line. Bethel had lost just once coming into that game, and Division III Bethel was without one of its better players, and you can bet the Bethel Bees will make a big mark on the Division III tournament. But Fort Loramie has been battle-tested so far. That's an understatement. A win here over Franklin Monroe, a good Division IV team that was Division III a year ago. A win on the road at St. Henry, an easy win by Fort Loramie at St. Henry. We thought that game would be much tougher. A win on the road at Jackson Center last Friday night, 43-30. That was a double weekend away from home for Fort Loramie last Friday and Saturday. It gets even tougher for the Redskins after tonight at Versailles next Tuesday. Home with Anna 1 week from tonight. And then in the fly into the hoop, the opponent is Thurgood Marshall. That's at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on January 15th. Grouchy, on the other hand, Chuck, not quite as battle-tested as Fort Loramie, no doubt about it. Redskins unbeaten on the year, 9-0. Grouchy 7-3 overall, unbeaten 5-0 in the league. A recent loss to Minster at Grouchy was suffered by the Raiders, 57-42. The game was nip and tuck at the half. Grouchy was up by a bucket. But points at times have been hard to come by for the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, they lost a lot of scoring last year. That's a fact. But, you know, they've got Jack Dapor, they've got Daniel Kearns. Both those young men have the ability to score. So a kid that I really like is Mason Dapor. He was playing JV a couple of quarters the first time we saw him. After I watched that game against Anna, I knew they were never going to see him again on the JV team, and he is now getting strictly varsity time. He really helps them. He makes them go. He doesn't turn the ball over.
You mentioned Jack Dapor. He leads the club in scoring for Grouchy, about 14 points a game, a dangerous three-point shooter. In fact, this game, it could wind up being a three-point shooting contest at some point during a stretch of several minutes, because Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie at 18.5 a game can light it up too. But Dapor is at 14 for Grouchy. Jordan York, 6'2 junior forward, who excelled with two late three-pointers in the one-point win over Anna by Grouchy in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. York is coming on strong. He's at 10 a game. Daniel Kern, 6'5", junior center. He's at 10 points a game. Grouchy needs every bit of those point-per-game averages from those three in order to knock off Fort Loramie here tonight.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, and we didn't talk about Hunter Cohey. He does a nice job for him, too, big, strong kid. What they're going to run into tonight is they're going to have to shoot threes because Tyler Siegel is in the middle for the Redskins, and he is the best defending post player, Division IV in the area, I promise. And you can overplay, you can make mistakes, because if you get beat on the perimeter, you've got an eraser back there behind you.
Yep, and the numbers for 6'7 Tyler Siegel reveal just what you said, 14 points a game. He is also averaging 8 rebounds a game and 4.5 blocks per game. And he doesn't play 32 minutes necessarily. That's in, 24, 25 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Grouchy may try to get him in foul trouble. That would neutralize this game somewhat if Grouchy could force Tyler Siegel to the bench.
Well, I mean, that would be a goal. You want to do that, but you can't pattern your entire offense around that premise.
No.
Because that gets everybody else a little bit stagnant. But, I think you're going to see Grouchy having to make shots from the outside, and if that allows to pull the defense away a little bit, then maybe Kearns can operate in the lane against Siegel.
These two head coaches, Corey Britton for Fort Loramie, Spencer Cardagna for Grouchy, relatively new at the helms of their programs. But I tell you what, the two communities, Fort Loramie and Grouchy, love these two head coaches. They maximize their potential to the hilt.
Yeah, I mean, both teams are very, very well coached. They have good assistant coaches also. I mean, that's a real key. The head coach does a lot, but the assistants during the game do a lot of the individual coaching to the kids that come off the floor and sit on the bench, and that is something that if you've got really good coaching down there, that's very, very helpful.
The junior varsity game here tonight was won by 7 by Fort Loramie over Grouchy. Fort Loramie pulled away middle of the game, won by 7 points
in beating the Raiders in the preliminary tilt.
And the freshman game was also won by Loramie, and their coach is down in Cancun. He is listening to us tonight. He's on his honeymoon. So, Josh, I know you're on. You want to listen to this a little bit, but don't make Lexi angry this early in the marriage.
Very important game. Can't say it enough. Rushi with that huge win over Anna, a mild upset perhaps at the time, at Rushi over the Rockets, would be in the driver's seat, Chuck, in a big way if the Raiders would beat Fort Loramie here on the road tonight and go to 6-0 in the league, halfway through league play with the second round to follow.
Well, yeah, I mean, they would be thrilled to do that. I think it's going to be a tall order for them tonight. I think Loramie's just playing incredibly well right now, but you don't ever put anything past Rushi. They have won some games through the years. They've just been really, really strong, and they're just, again, well-coached.
Rushi Raiders have won the last 8 regular season games between the two. 4 straight league championships in the Shelby County League for Rushi. A four-peat shooting for a five-peat here in 2017-18. And Fort Loramie has other ideas. Fort Loramie, though, Chuck, won the last 2 sectional championship games against Rushi in 2016 and 17. Won by 1 point in 2016, won by 9 last year. Both seasons, Loramie won the sectional championship game against the Raiders after Rushi had beaten Fort Loramie twice in the regular season and won the Shelby County League outright in both campaigns.
Well, I mean, and it is cliche, but it's a fact that being around sports all my life, it's hard to beat a good team that third time.
Yep.
And I think 2 years ago, there is no doubt that Rushi was the better basketball team. Yet, Loramie took them out in the tournament. Last year, I think they were a lot closer, a lot more even. And, again, Loramie got to go to Dayton. And believe me, Rushi remembers that.
This is a fierce, healthy rivalry. I think it's the best thing going in the Upper Miami Valley. Anna, Fort Loramie girls might have had something to say about that several years ago. But right now, this is a heated rivalry. It's enjoyable, entertaining. The young men know each other, and we expect a nail-biter in the last 25 games, Chuck. Fort Loramie's won 13, Rushi 12. 23 points separate the two schools in the last 25 meetings. How about that?
Well, that tells you that you should absolutely expect a close game tonight.
So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Starting lineups in the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Thank you for joining us on scoresbroadcast.com. We've had outstanding listenership the last few weeks for some big games, and we expect the very same to be true tonight. Although we have a full house, standing room only, here at Fort Loramie, as the Redskins host the Raiders two unbeaten teams. Rushi 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie 4-0. The Raiders have lost three over the regular season so far. At St. Henry, 56-46. At Arcanum, 41-38. And home to Minster, 57-42. We covered the Fort Loramie-St. Henry game. Fort Loramie won at St. Henry easily. So if that's a barometer how these two teams have done against St. Henry, you'd have to favor Fort Loramie, especially here at home tonight. So many thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. And we say hello to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout-outs to them. Thank you so much, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Talk to Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn. Tell her that you heard about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. Starting lineups for these two teams. The Rushi Raiders have just been introduced. Rushi will go with Jordan York, 6'2", junior forward, 10 points a game. Jack Daypour, senior guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall, 14 a game. Daniel Kearns in the middle, a left-hander, 6'5", a junior at 10 points a game. Hunter Cohey in the middle, 6'4", and a senior. And the fifth starter, Evan Monier, 5'9", junior guard. All right, check that. Mason Daypour gets the nod. As Chuck noted, no minutes for Mason Daypour in the junior varsity game. He starts at guard here tonight, a 5'11 sophomore. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Nick Brandewey, 6'2", sophomore at guard. Evan Burning, 6'1", a senior, 9 points a game at a wing. Dylan Braun, 6'1", senior, 18.5 a game. Austin Siegel, 6'2", a senior. Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a senior, 14 points a game for Tyler. I'm sure we will see Nathan Roderman very quickly in this game. Nathan, 7.5 points a game off the bench. He's been a fine performer for Fort Loramie. These two teams, Chuck, do play 8 or 9. They'll have to go to the bench fairly soon, I would imagine. The pace will be fast and furious. If each team gets a break, they'll take advantage.
I think Rushi's going to want to play at a little slower pace than Loramie's going to, but, yeah, they're not going to slow it down.
Fort Loramie Redskins in the home white. Red numbers outlined in black. Rushi, the road blue, gold piping. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie, which wears the black sneakers, the bright blue sneakers worn by the Rushi Raiders. Right away, Fort Loramie, bad pass into the post to Tyler Siegel, intercepted by Rushi. Mason Daypour down the floor, feeds Kearns on top. Right wing, ball being handled by Jack Daypour, 25 feet away. He bobbled in the corner, tracked it down, and then he threw it cross court out of bounds. One turnover each way in the first 32 seconds. At the halftime of our game tonight, we'll chat just briefly with Gail Holdhouse, who, along with Joe Puppelman, is coordinating the prom dress exchange, which happens Sunday, January 14th at the Fort Loramie Elementary School. Public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell. You can drop them off between 11 and 1 on Sunday, January 14th. Gail Holdhouse will be along at the half with all the details. Fort Loramie patiently attacking. Here's the first shot of the game. Dylan Braun, a three-pointer. It rattles, it rattles, it comes out. No good. That ball was down in the cylinder and snapped away. Rebounded by Rushi. It's Hunter Cohey, baseline right. Deep right corner, Mason Daypour. Here's Jack Daypour in the left corner. Shot fake, flips it back out to Mason. Chuck, you're so right. Rushi loves the pace of this game early. It has been slowed down. Only one shot taken.
This is the pace that Rushi wants to play at.
We've gone 90 seconds into the game. Jack Daypour tries a three ball straight away. No good off to the right. Rebound Hunter Cohey in the lane. Turnaround jumper off the back iron, and Fort Loramie's got it. No score. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Evan Burning down to Austin Siegel. Left wing, Nick Brandewey. Little give and go for Austin, and it's thrown away. Saved inbounds by Austin, right to a Rushi player. Two turnovers by the Redskins so far. Rushi down in a hurry. Kearns lofts up a three-pointer. The left-handed power forward missed it off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long lead out, Braun to Tyler Siegel. The fast break layup. That's the opportunity that Fort Loramie will take advantage of all night long when it's there. 2-0 Redskins. Rushi beats three-quarter court pressure, and Dylan Braun has to foul Hunter Cohey as he sprints to the rim. Not judged to be in the act of shooting, Rushi will throw it inbounds.
That is a real luxury that Loramie has. You got a 6'7 kid that runs the floor and catches the ball as well as Tyler Siegel does.
Ball thrown to Mason Daypour on top. 2-0 Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go first quarter. Daypour veers into the right corner, stops and shoots a 15-footer. It is bouncing, no good. Weak side rebound tipped from Austin Siegel to Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. Down to Burning. Burning left corner to Brandewey. 5:20 left in the first quarter. Low scoring here at the start. Rushi yet to dent the scoreboard. Dylan Braun, 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. Hits Austin Siegel, give and go. Austin to the rim, up and good. Austin Siegel a field goal. Tyler Siegel a field goal. And the Redskins are up 4-0. Here comes Rushi, forecourt to her right. Jordan York on the arc. Cross court, Mason Daypour. Cohey, baseline left, on top to Kearns. Now to Jack Daypour, checked by Burning. Straight away to York. Shot fake, goes to the foul line. Swish on a 15-footer. Jordan York connects the first two for Rushi. 4-2 Redskins. 4.5 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie, forecourt to her left. Dylan Braun wearing 32 on his back. Nearly has it stolen, but Jack Daypour. Braun scrapes it off the floor, hands it to Brandewey. Shelby County League lead at stake tonight. Each team unbeaten. Fort Loramie 4-0, Rushi 5-0. Dylan Braun in the corner, feeds Tyler Siegel in the lane. He spins, shoots, blocked by Rushi. Tyler Siegel fouls a Raider player in his anxiousness to get the ball back.
He thought he got hit on the shot, and that was a little frustration foul on his part.
Now make a note, that's foul number one on Tyler Siegel. 3 minutes and 45 seconds into the game. Redskins lead it 4-2. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie. Mason Daypour up the left side to Jack Daypour. Mason between the rings on the weave. Here's Jordan York, head of the key. Pick and roll with Cohey. Ball goes to Kearns, baseline left. Oh, a good duck under move. He scores a 7-footer. Tyler Siegel backed off. Wasn't aggressive. Would not challenge. He's got a foul. Kearns made it count. We're tied up at 4. Ball thrown baseline right to Tyler Siegel. He's double-teamed. Stripped on the play by York of Rushi. Backcourt to Mason Daypour. Here come the Raiders. Rushi scored the last 4 after Fort Loramie scored the first 4. Here is York. Baseline left to Jack Daypour. Back to York. Deep 3. Left corner. Overshoots. Rebound to Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie. 3:20 left in the first quarter. Dylan Braun gallops down the floor to Tyler Siegel. He motors to the rim. Can't get it to go, but a foul at the basket on Rushi. Well, you might say these two teams offensively, Chuck, polar opposites so far in this game. Fort Loramie wants to go, 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 and Rushi wants to keep this game in the 40s, maybe even the 30s.
Yeah, they'd be fine with the 30s.
Free throw, Tyler Siegel up and in. 5-4, Fort Loramie.
Like you see a little case of the nerves offensively so far for both teams. I think it's going to calm down and pick up here in a little bit.
As we said several minutes ago, Rushi has won the last 8 regular season games, winning twice each of the previous 4 years when Rushi won the league championship outright. Fort Loramie, though, the last 2 seasons beat Rushi in the sectional tournament championship. 1 free throw made by Tyler Siegel. Second shot rimmed and came out. Rushi's got the ball now. It's Carter Francis, 25 feet away. Carter, a 6'1 junior guard. Goes baseline to Kearns. Now to York on top. York drives on the right side of the lane in traffic. Good defense by Burning. Ball pitched high off the backboard. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Burning down the floor. Left corner feeds Reiterman. He missed the 3 ball off the flange. Rebound to Rushi. 2:42 to go in the first quarter. 5-4 Fort Loramie. cross-court angle pass for the Raiders, stabbed out of bounds by Roderman of the Redskins. Nathan Roderman, 6'2 junior on the floor. Checking out of the game, York Ferrucci. Far side of the floor, Carter Francis throws it in for the Raiders. Head of the key, Mason Deport. Left side, it goes on the play to Carter. Oh, he weaves his way right down the lane. All the way to the rim. Got it for two. Good juke move. And it's 6-5. Raiders up one. First Rushi lead. Straight away, Roderman, head of the circle. Lines up a three ball. Rims out to the right. No good. Taken off the glass by Rushi. 6-5. Raiders up one. 2:11 to go in the first. Deep right corner with the ball for Rushi. It is Evan Monier. Shoots it cross court to Mason Deport. Into the lane. Ball punched away by Fort Laramie. Raiders get it back. Outside the arc, near side. Evan Monier goes baseline. He's crowded. He drags the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. Minute 50 left in the first. 6-5. Rushi up one. And at this pace, Chuck, we won't get to 40.
Yeah, no. You have trouble getting to 30.
Hunter Cohey back on the floor for Kearns for the Raiders. Carter Francis, Evan Monier, Hunter Cohey, Mason Deport, Jack Deport on the court for Rushi. It's Burning, Roderman, Braun, Eli Rosengarten, Tyler Siegel. Look at Burning go to work. He carved out space in the lane, took it all the way to the rack and banked it in on the dead run for the Redskins, who lead it 7-6. Fort Laramie's three field goals have all been in close. Rushi challenging, baseline left. Hunter Cohey has the ball swatted, taken away with a 6-7 Tyler Siegel. Up ahead to Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Here's a deep left corner, three by Rosengarten. Yes, yes, and he's fouled. Held it, the three-pointer. And Rosengarten has a chance at a four-point play.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that takes concentration to know you're getting ready to get hammered, but you go ahead and follow through on the three anyway.
Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior, buried a three ball from the deep left corner. Longest made shot of the night so far. Easily the longest make by the Redskins, who had gotten three from right around the rim prior to that. And Rosengarten, Chuck, doesn't hit the rim on the free throw either. It was all cord on the three ball. And he swishes the foul shot. 11-6 Fort Laramie. Rushi shot fake on the arc as Jack Deport hop, skip, and a jump into the lane, and that's a walk. Couple travels now by the Raiders in the last minute. 61 seconds to go in the first quarter. 11-6 Fort Laramie over Rushi. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. What a maneuver by Evan Burning. He scores again. He wedged his way into the lane. And then he ducked under between two Raider players and banked in an 8-footer. Nicely done by Burning of Fort Laramie, which has tallied 8 straight points to lead 13-6. 20 seconds to go in the first. Here's York, foul line extended left. Left corner to Kearns. Kearns to southpaw, misses a 15-footer. A little lengthy, weak side rebound down to Burning of Fort Laramie. 10 seconds left in the first. Burning gives it up to Austin Siegel, 25 feet away. Now to Dylan Braun, straight on. Back to Brandewee. Long three-pointer. Banked off the glass. No good. And the first quarter closes. Fort Laramie finished with a flourish. The last 8 in the final 2 minutes scored for the Redskins, who are up 13-6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Big shout-outs to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, plus the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Rushi with the ball down by seven, starting the second quarter. Mason Daypour ahead of the key to Jordan York. Back to Mason on the three-point line, 23 feet away. Cross-court pass, Carter Francis, head of the circle, Kearns. Now York. Here's Carter Francis behind the three-point line, doesn't shoot. Rushi is flipping the ball around the perimeter, not penetrating the arc at the moment. We played a half minute here in the second quarter. Kearns comes out to catch. Left side, Mason Daypour, picked up by Brandewee. Right wing, York, spin move. He's inside the arc. Elbow 15 feet away. Now to Monier. Back to York straight on. Shot fake. Takes Radiman to the foul line. A weave to Mason Daypour. 15-foot jumper. Rim, backboard, rim. Off, no good. Rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Substitution. Jack Daypour back on the floor for Rushi. So it's Jack Daypour, Carter Francis, Kearns, Cohey, and Mason Daypour. Inbounding for Rushi is Jack Daypour. Dylan Braun guards him deep left corner. That's a duel right there. Ball slapped out of bounds by Dylan Braun in the corner. Neither of these two young men, Chuck, the leading scorers on the two clubs this year, has scored, right?
Exactly. I think, I don't remember, I think Daypour's taken one, and I'm pretty sure that Braun's only taken one shot.
Now, Rushi does get the ball on the court of play. After it was knocked out by the Redskins, Raiders take a timeout. 7 minutes to play, second quarter. Redskins up seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley, north of Dayton. Thank you for joining us. Record-breaking listenership during our high school basketball campaign, which got started 1st of December. And our largest regular season crowd ever joined us for that anniversary 67-65 thriller on December 27th. Fort Loramie on the out-of-bounds play after the timeout. Gets a basket by Daniel Kearns. Beautiful high-low feed from Jordan York to Kearns. And the lefty on the block, low left side, dropped in a five-footer off the window. Good timeout by head coach Spencer Cordonier. Rushi down five, 13-8. Dylan Braun circles, foul line, spin move in the lane. Ball ripped away by Mason Daypour. And Braun gets it back, and he shuffled the feet. Good defense as the Raiders swarmed Dylan Braun like a nested bees.
He got himself in the no man's land there, and if you get in the lane like that, you got to go up really quickly or just get it out of there.
6:22 to go in the second quarter. Fort Laramie 13, Rushi 8. Jordan York, top of the circle. Right wing, Kearns. On top, Jack Dayforce, shot fake. Back to Kearns. Right corner, York. Spots up. He snaps off a three ball. Missed it to the right, no good. Rebound volleyball to Dylan Braun of Fort Laramie. Braun scurries down the floor. Picked up now by Kearns. Ball rotated outside the arc on the left to Burning. A double-team Burning who goes cross-court in the right corner to Brandewee, and he lines up a three-ball and drills it. Nick Brandewee warms up, Chuck. Look out opposition, because Brandewee is the one starter who doesn't score much for the Redskins. If he drops shots and forces you to honor him, look out. Coming right back with a three. Dayporre nails it for Rushi. Jack Dayporre, a 24-footer.
That was deep.
Two clubs match trifectas, 16-11 Fort Laramie. 5:20 left in the second. Here's Brandewee, 25 feet away for Fort Laramie. Back to Evan Burning. Burning in the right corner. Gives it up to Rodiman. Elbow in the right, Burning. Oh, look at him slip into the lane.
Wow.
Burning hits a teardrop right in front. Beautiful-looking runner by Burning. He's got three field goals, Chuck, knifing his way to the basket. Rushi down in a jiffy. A long triple, Jack Dayporre. Nobody picked him up, and he made the Redskins pay. Jack Dayporre lights it up from behind the arc. 18-14, Fort Laramie by four. Here's Nick Brandewee with the ball for Fort Laramie on the arc. Man-to-man defense for the Raiders. We played 3.5 in the second quarter. Here's Dylan Braun. Braun whistles his way down the lane to the rack. No good. Rebound Tyler Siegel. No good. Foul, Rushi. Life for Dylan Braun, not real comfortable now for the Redskins.
You know, I'm glad he's not trying to force it, but that was kind of a tough shot he put up there.
Two free throws, Tyler Siegel. First one good. He's 2 of 3 at the stripe. Fort Laramie back up at 5. Raiders have done a good job spying on Dylan Braun, but Fort Laramie is so well-rounded, Chuck. Balanced scoring all year long.
Well, they've got Kearns on him, and that gives Kearns got more length, and that kind of hurts him a little bit, I'm thinking.
Tyler Siegel rolls the second shot off the rim. Rushi now down 5. A chance to cut it to 2 or 3. 4:17 to go, second quarter. Far left side, Dayporre. Dayporre steps back over Braun again. 27-footer. No good. Off the back brace. Long rebound to Fort Laramie. Up ahead to Braun in the corner. Well, you can bet Jack Dayporre's got the green light all the time. Here's Dylan Braun from triple land. Yes, for Fort Laramie. Good in-out ball movement for the Redskins. Braun to Tyler Siegel on the block. Right back to Braun. It freed him up for his first field goal of the night. Timeout Raiders, 8-point lead Fort Laramie. Midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John will give you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Thanks to Primary Eye Care. Rushi with the ball, down 8 now. 3:40 left to go, second quarter. Dribble drive, right of the lane. Jack Dayporre stumbles into Austin Siegel. He walked with the ball. Not only do these two teams, Chuck, have young men who can drop them in from everywhere on the floor, both clubs give it all up when it comes to the defensive side of the ball.
They both play outstanding defense, and that's a mark of the coaching staff, that's for sure.
And right there, Fort Loramie forced, I think, the third traveling violation on Rushi in this game. Here's Dylan Braun on the arc, elbow in the left. Ooh, he stutter-stepped and walked. This game so far has been beautifully officiated. 3 minutes, 23 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 22, Rushi 14. Here's Evan Monier, top of the circle for Rushi. He pulls up, throws it near side, intended for Carter Francis. He fell down. Jordan York raced after it. Then he threw it to Daniel Kearns in the corner, and the ball was swiped out of bounds on the play by Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie. Deep in the right corner, Francis lobs it into Monier, 25 feet away. He is checked by Rosengarten. Picks up his dribble. Near side, York. Ball lobbed down inside over Austin Siegel. It's caught by Daniel Kearns. Left-handed hook shot. Good. Daniel Kearns, five-footer right in front of the rim.
Good footwork that time by Kearns.
Uh-huh. Coming right back as Burning drives into the lane. Knock three. Fort Loramie gets it back. Braun on the arc. Austin Siegel, baseline right. Stripped on the play by Fort Loramie, but a hacking foul is called on Evan Monier, who doubled down on Austin Siegel. Raider crowd thought it had a takeaway, but no dice. Good whistle. Foul on Rushi, and Austin Siegel is at the stripe for the Redskins. Free throw by Austin Siegel clangs off the rim. It's no good.
Substitution number
22-16 in favor of the Redskins. 2:43 left here in the first half of this game. Again, a reminder, Gail Holdhouse joins us at the half with all the details on the prom dress exchange sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. It happens on Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary. One free throw made, one missed. 23-16, Fort Loramie up 7. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Apor. He's wide open. He lets it go. No good. It hit the heel. Long rebound. Corralled by Burning. And Burning is spilled. Undercut by Rushi at midcourt. Team foul situation, 5 on both clubs. So that's common. Ball out of bounds for the Redskins, are up 7. Biggest lead has been 8 on 2 occasions so far in this game. Inbounding is Fort Loramie. Burning top of the circle. Right side pass, Dylan Braun. Braun spin move, almost walked. In fact, he did. That one was missed. Raider bench went wild, no call. Deep left corner, Braun. Into the post, Austin Siegel. Backs down Kearns. Hook shot, short, no good. And we got a scrum for the rebound. Is it a foul or a tie-up? I think a Redskin player is whistled for a common personal.
It's only the third foul on the Redskins.
Mark Sager has entered, a 6'1 sophomore. Yeah, I think a little while ago, Chuck, I noted team fouls were even at 5, and I misread that.
Because you got the timeout up there.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
I was looking at timeouts left. 3 team fouls in Fort Loramie, 5 on Rushi. Neither team in the 1-1. A minute 50 to go in the first half. Oh, good play, Rushi. Finding Jack Daypour wide open, top of the circle. He misfires on the trifecta. Rebound is punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Carter Francis inbounding for Rushi, baseline right. The officials confer.
It went off. The ball went off of Francis. That's a correct call.
Uh-huh.
Hit him right in the leg.
Referees conference from about 10 feet away and get it right. Minute 42 to go in the first half. 23-16 Fort Loramie. Burning over the timeline, nearly palmed it. Pick and roll with Tyler Siegel. Oh, there is the whistle for palming.
Both offenses are a little stagnant right now.
Yeah, uncharacteristically, these two teams have committed a handful of floor errors they usually don't make. The ball handling miscues have popped up in this game. A lot of tension. It's the first match of the season between Rushi and Fort Loramie, both unbeaten in the Shelby County League. Rushi 5-0, Fort Loramie 4-0. Evan Monier down the floor to Daypour. Jack gives it up to Kohee, top of the circle. Rushi needs a field goal right here in the worst way. Cross court to Evan. Head of the circle, Kearns. Outside the arc on the left, Daypour. Deep left corner, Jordan York. Feeds it to Monier straight on. Minute 12 to go first half. Fort Loramie up 7. Pitch and catch in the corner between Jack Daypore and Cohey. Ball thrown to Evan Munder down the lane. A looper blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Here's Roderman midcourt, and he wanted to stop on a dime, couldn't, and he walked with the ball. Another floor error occurring, this time to Fort Loramie. Each team's had its share. How many miscues in the game so far?
It was 7 for Fort Loramie. Rushi's turned it 4 times.
1 minute to go, second quarter. 23-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Jack Daypore on the arc. Errant pass down inside. Turnover 5 against the Raiders. Interception by Rosengarten, and Fort Loramie's got it with 47 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Brandewee 25 feet away. Left-hand bounce. Head of the circle. Pick and roll with Tyler Siegel. Nothing there. Near side to Burning. Burning at the arc. Half minute to go. Burning dribbles near the timeline, and he took a shove. Hedging way out on the floor was Kearns of Rushi. Common foul, team 6th. Next one is the 1-on-1 for Fort Loramie, which has Braun, Burning, Brandewee, Roderman, and Tyler Siegel on the floor. Half minute to go, second quarter. Ball inbounded midcourt. Burning's got it. Burning right side to Brandewee. Brandewee 25 feet out. Dribbles, head of the key, foul line down the lane. No look pass, Tyler Siegel. Fouled by Cohey. Shot good. 3-point chance for Tyler Siegel as Nick Brandewee simply broke down the Raiders' defense.
What an outstanding look that time by Brandewee. I'm thinking, no, 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 and then, hey, we're going to get a 3-point play out of it.
It was a left-handed, no-look bullet pass in the pocket, in the paint. Great assist by Brandewee. 25-16 Fort Loramie. 26-16 Fort Loramie. Foul shot good, and the Redskins own their biggest lead of the night, 10-26-16. Important final 15 seconds for Rushi. Evan Monier at midcourt on the bounce. Monier looks. And Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Raiders, marked for a timeout, then decided no. 2 seconds left. Here's a cross-court pass caught by Carter Francis, and his wild heave is late as that possession by Rushi was aborted. No shot taken. 10-point lead, Redskins, 26-16. Here at the half. Like to remind you here
Meet
on Scores.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Backman Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 26-16, Fort Loramie over Rushi at the half. Our halftime report with Chuck, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the Redskins have a 12-7 rebounding advantage. Both teams only have one offensive rebound for the first half. Turnover, 7 for the Redskins, 5 for the Raiders. Loramie went to the free throw line 8 times, made 5. Rushi did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Jack Daypore. He had 2 threes in the second quarter for 6. Then they got 6 from Daniel Kearns, 2 from Jordan York, and 2 from Evan Monier. They scored 6 and 10, 16 for the first half. Fort Loramie led in scoring by Tyler Siegel with 7. They got 6 from Burning, 4 from Eli Rosengarten on a 4-point play. They got 3 each from Brandewey and Dylan Braun and Austin Siegel. They scored 13 in both quarters, 26-16 at the half, Redskins lead.
Chuck, a good observation by me, do you think? I thought Rosengarten and Brandewey really gave Fort Loramie a lift late in that second quarter.
Well, Rosengarten came in and hit his 4-point play in the first quarter. And then, Brandewey hit a big 3. The kid plays good defense. He just does such a good job. Other places besides scoring, they don't necessarily need him to score a lot.
Right. But when he does, it's a big bonus.
Oh, yeah, it's a plus, no doubt about it.
26-16, Fort Loramie over Rushi at the half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we're joined by Gail Holthaus. Gail is going to inform us all about the prom dress exchange, which happened Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary. It all starts between 11 and 1 when the public, Gail, can drop off dresses and accessories that will be sold a little later on in the day. Give us all the details.
All right, that's right. Thanks, Jack. Yes, items, first of all, the public is invited to drop off the dresses and accessories to sell from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Items will then be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress and $3 for accessories and shoes. Then they can return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission is free, and dressing rooms will be available. Cash only, please. No checks will be accepted. Money and any unsold items can be picked up back at the elementary from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And for more information, call Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill Puppelman at 937-597-2338. Wow, I wish my daughter had the advantage of a prom dress exchange like this. It cost us a fortune.
Yeah.
Even quite a few years ago it did.
Yeah, it's a great event to have, and we all appreciate everyone coming out and supporting the Fort Loramie cheerleaders.
Oh, and thank you so much, Gail Holthaus, coordinator of the prom dress exchange held at Fort Loramie Elementary, January 14th. Drop off dresses and accessories between 11 and 1 to be sold between 1:30 and 3:30. An array of beautiful gowns, and the most important thing, Gail, at affordable prices.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jack.
We are at the half here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead the Rushi Raiders by a score of 26-16. So you've got to check out that fine inventory of new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing too. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S-Inc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts. Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. 26-16, Fort Loramie over Rushi here at the half. We're 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Thanks so much to Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which underwrites our student-athlete spotlight segment here at the half. Local once moved to Jackson Center here in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local, which promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast. Tonight, we highlight a couple of cheerleaders from each school. From Rushi, Reese Berger, freshman cheerleader, 3.6 GPA, daughter of Craig and Lisa, active in cross country and track. She's a church volunteer. She serves Mass, also participates in student council, maybe Ohio State's in her future, and perhaps veterinary medicine. From Rushi, it's Ashley Scott, freshman cheerleader, daughter of Cheryl and Jason Scott. She's a guard on the varsity basketball team, also played varsity volleyball, did Ashley. She played middle school softball, too. She would like to seek a volleyball scholarship in college and wants to pursue the field of psychology. Local Equipment highlighting Reese Berger of Fort Loramie, Ashley Scott of Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Well, we talked to Jeff Gebhardt from M&A Muffler and Tires just a few minutes ago, and we'd like to give a big shout-out to Greg Ruinkamp, who had a heart valve replacement done. Hello, Greg, and everybody here at the Fort Loramie High School gym tonight wishes you well and a speedy recovery. We give a big shout-out to Greg Ruinkamp, who is on the mend and doing well, we understand. Well, two quick baskets, Chuck, one each way.
Burning at one end, Daniel Kearns on a nice assist at the other end, so it's 2-2 here in the third quarter.
Kearns a field goal for Rushi, Burning a field goal for Fort Loramie, 45 seconds into the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie up by 10, 28-18. Fort Loramie just briefly at the beginning of the third quarter had a 12-point lead. Now it's up to 13. Dylan Braun, switch, what a long three from the left corner. 31-18. Fort Loramie stretches its lead to 13 big ones. Here's Kearns outside the arc on the right. Thanks to Jeff Gebhardt of M&A Muffler and Tires for sharing that news with us. Speedy recovery for Greg Ruinkamp after the heart valve replacement. And here's a travel twirling and whirling into the lane with Daniel Kearns of Rushi. And he dragged that pivot foot. Boy, a number of uncharacteristic floor mistakes, but both teams, we've had probably 9 or 10 travel calls, and they've been good ones. Baseline right, Brandeweave for Fort Loramie. Cross court to Braun. Braun at the elbow. Skips it near side to Brandeweave. Top of the circle, Tyler Siegel. Fort Loramie up 13. A minute 40 has been played here in the third period. Braun behind the screen. Look out. It's online. It's hard. No good. Rebound. Brandeweave up and in. Nick Brandeweave, starting guard for Fort Loramie, went inside, got the offensive rebound, and stuck it through. He has been a significant player in this game tonight for the Redskins. He and Eli Rosengarten, who sank that four-point play early on. Outside the arc on the left is Jordan York. Errant pass by Rushi. Picked off by Dylan Braun. He gallops down the floor. Baseline right to Siegel. Austin's got position. Up and in. Rushi needs a timeout. Redskins bolt to a 17-point advantage. Fort Loramie 35. Rushi 18. 5:40 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Another shout out to the England family living over in Mitchell, Indiana. They were in southwestern Ohio earlier today. The England family, husband and wife, in Mitchell, Indiana, south of Bloomington, listening to us here on scoresbroadcast.com for that Anna Versailles game on December 27th. We had listeners from around the country and outside the U.S., France and Spain included. Chuck, another turnover just committed by Rushi after the timeout.
They called an illegal screen that time on Francis. It was a good call. He stuck a hip out.
Well, the Raiders simply are not getting shots on possessions.
They scored on their first one, and they haven't had a shot since.
Empty possessions by Rushi over the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Here is Fort Loramie, up 17 with the ball. Down low on the left, it is Tyler Siegel. Fadeaway, 10-footer, hit the heel, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Jerry picking other way. Layup, yes, Raiders.
Deion Putoff.
Putoff got the hoop. Big basket by Deion Putoff. Fine athlete, plays shortstop with the baseball team. And he made the run-out field goal. Rushi sorely needed that one. Fort Loramie had a chance to go up to 19 on that possession. Didn't get it done. Rushi got the hoop from Putoff, and now a moving screen on the Redskins has been called. 35-20, Rushi down 15. A moving screen each way in the last minute. Rushi's got the ball in the arc. It's Putoff. Straight away, it goes to Kearns. Kearns at the elbow now on the left. Hands back off to Putoff. Rotated right corner, Mason Dayport. Jack Dayport sizes up a three. Boom, he hits it. Jack Dayport, deep three, extreme corner of the court. 5 straight points, Raiders, 35-23. Here's Dylan Braun on his horse, down the floor for Fort Loramie, and he's nudged. Putoff got a piece of him, common foul. 4:25 left in the third. 35-23, Fort Loramie by 12 over Rushi. Biggest lead was at 35-18 with 7:20 to go in the third. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. Rushi with momentum. Down the floor to Dayport on the arc. Lines it up. Missed it. No good off to the right. Rebound juggled. Dylan Braun's got it for Fort Loramie. Rushi needed that bucket right there. Here's Roderman, forecourt right for Fort Loramie. Cross court to Burning. Shot fake. Dives into the lane. And then he feeds Tyler Siegel, kicked out of bounds by Rushi.
Yeah, if they would have hit that three and got this thing back down to nine after being down 15, that would have been a big basket.
Redskins, Chuck, doing a better job probing the lane. They are penetrating better than Rushi in this contest tonight.
Right.
Redskins getting to the basket and making a second player for Rushi slide off on Burning or Brandewey. And they made some nice dishes, good feeds in this game. Dylan Braun on the arc for Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel straight away. Tyler at the elbow on the right. Now to Brandewey on the arc. His pass for Tyler Siegel is batted way up in the air by Rushi. Out of bounds at Sales. 3:40 left to go in the third quarter. 35-23 in favor of the Redskins, who were up by 10 at the half. It's been as much as 17 in this period. It's a dozen at the moment. Foul line Burning. Oh, good no-look pass. Rotterman is the beneficiary. There's an example of Fort Loramie probing the paint. Good assist. Burning to Rotterman. He got the gimmick. 37-23 Fort Loramie. Here's a long three, left corner, Carter Francis of Rushi. Deflected on the play by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Driving it's Braun. Leaves it for Burning. Burning head of the key. Now he retreats. Redskins up 14, not in a hurry. Shake and bake move, Burning into the lane. Stops and he's bumped by Rushi.
Rushi on the offensive end is settling right now. They're taking a lot of long shots. Daypour, you don't really mind, but you don't really want the other one shooting those. That's not how you're going to get back in the game.
No, not at all. Of course, these two teams will meet again very last weekend of the season at Rushi. And, of course, the Rushi Raiders are hoping that game means a lot. Should Rushi drop this game here tonight at Fort Loramie, the Raiders will get a return match opportunity.
I'm going to be shocked if any of the other teams in the league beat the Big Three, so it's going to come down to how they play against each other.
Exactly right. And 1 week from tonight, it's Anna here
right
against Fort Loramie. And we have a travel call by the Redskins. Fort Loramie threw it in bounds and walked with it in the corner. Another floor blunder. And we are pushing 20 miscues by these two teams combined so far tonight. Dayport to Kearns for Rushi, which is down by 14. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Ball dropped low on the left to Monier. Monier's shot puts up a five-footer, missed it hard. Weak side rebounding foul on Rushi.
He took two hands and shoved him, and unfortunately the official was standing right there.
That's Kevin Ford.
Right.
Out of Troy. He does a signing for football. Excellent football and basketball official at the high school level is Kevin. And Fort Loramie throws it in bounds. Pressure by Rushi, and it causes a bad pass out of bounds. How many mistakes in this game tonight?
18. That's 10 turnovers on Loramie, 8 for Rushi.
This game has been superbly officiated. Deep in the right corner with the ball is Jordan York for Rushi. On top, it is Kearns. He fakes left, goes right, spin move, foul line. Out back to Monier. Monier jettisons up a three ball. It circles around the rim twice, comes out. Rebounding foul on Rushi. It's common. It's the team's fifth. Fort Loramie's got one in this half. And we have 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. The Redskins hang on to a 12-point cushion. Nobody scored a bucket in the last 90 seconds. Here comes Evan Burning gliding down the floor for Fort Loramie. Redskins in the home white, red numbers, red and black trim, black sneakers. Rushi, blue, top to bottom, gold numbers, gold and white piping, bright blue shoes. Foul line, Rosengarten for the Redskins. Left side of the floor, Burning. Fort Loramie in no hurry. Burning spins into the lane. On a weave to Rosengarten. Foul line. Now Burning 25 feet away. Precious seconds being chewed up by Fort Loramie. Ball dumped into the left corner by Burning to a teammate. Three try is missed by Rosengarten. Short. Rebound snatched by the Raiders. Quickly into the corner comes Rushi. Ball thrown out high by Jordan York to Monier. Now it's Jack Daypour. Fort Mormon's defense has done a special job in this game, stymieing Rushi's offensive attack. Here's York posting up down inside, back to the basket 5 feet away, and he managed to nudge with his keister burning down below the rim. York got the nice turnaround, five-footer to go, and it's a 12-point game, 37-25. Here's a moving screen set by Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie, right in front of the Redskins bench, 25 feet away from the hoop. Well, Fort Loramie's offense has stalled a little bit. Opportunity for Rushi to get it back down to 10, maybe even 9. 67 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It was 35-18 about 4 minutes ago, so it's a 7-2 run by the Raiders. Only one bucket in the last nearly 4 minutes for Fort Loramie. Mason Daypour, midcourt for Rushi. Mason goes outside the arc and turns back to Mason Daypour. Into the post, York. They try him again. He's doubled. Feeds it opposite. 17-foot jump shot by Monier. Hard. No good. Weak side rebound by Rushi. Mason Daypour traced it down. Bad pass. Rushi into the post. Intercepted by Burning. Another floor error. These two clubs have split 20 of them. Important game, a lot of tension. Each team knows each other very well. Defenses are stingy. Here's Austin Siegel, 20 feet away on the right. Held the ball high over his head. Wanted to drop it off in the lane, and then he was hacked on the arm. Team foul 6 on the Raiders with 28.3 to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie in the lead, 37-25. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com. To these Rushi game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie patiently attacks. Skins will play for one, up a dozen, down to 11 to go. On a weave, it's Brandewee. Hands back off to Burning. 7 seconds remaining. High post, Siegel. Dylan Braun in the arc. They post up Burning in the lane. A great pocket pass to Rodderman for the deuce. What a feed by Burning. He beat the buzzer by a second. That was as pretty a pocket pass below the rim as you'll ever see. Nicely done by Burning. That restores a 14-point advantage for Fort Loramie at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We'd like to tell you all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderley at the Jewelry Barn. You heard about her store on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn was established in 2011. Qualified staff available to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. And also certified in jewelry repair, the Jewelry Barn. Great blend of quality and price. It is the gem, the hidden gem in Rushi, Ohio. The Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Renderley you heard about the shop on scoresbroadcast.com. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557 for the Jewelry Barn. And check them out on Facebook. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Raiders with the ball, outset of the fourth quarter. Rushi trailing by 14. Deep in the left corner, it's put off. Fakes right, goes left. Hands it behind him to Carter Francis. The ball pops free and goes out of bounds.
We've got a couple of anomalies in the game. Lormy has scored 13 points in all three quarters to have 39. Rushi has not gone to the free throw line tonight here into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as tightly as Fort Lormy plays defense, Chuck, that speaks highly for the D applied by the Redskins. Here's a bad pass. Burning tried to lob it into Tyler Siegel as the Redskins fronted him, and the ball was thrown away. Quickly down the floor, Rushi Monier. Out back to Jack Gapor. He sets and guns a three. No good off the heel. Long rebound, Rushi. Back away by Dylan Braun. Picked up by Evan Monier. There's a scrum for it. Out near midcourt, and it's a jump. Redskins get the arrow. Leading by 14 with 6:35 to go here in the fourth. Raiders just a little bit indecisive at times on offense.
Well, let's face it, they've really only got two scorers from the outside, and Kearns on the inside is being hammered by Tyler Siegel. They've got a couple of real holes in their offense when they got other kids out there on the floor.
Dylan Braun, 25 feet away for Fort Lormie. He's checked closely, and here's a wild pass. He airmailed one down inside to Tyler Siegel. Dylan was being jostled out on the perimeter. There was no foul. Probably a good call. Dylan simply pitched that ball up against the mat at the end of the court. One of the cheerleaders from Fort Lormie ran it down.
She was open, though.
Yes, she was available.
All right.
It was a good throw to her. 14-point lead, Fort Lormie. Scoring pace has slowed down until Austin Kearns catches in the paint, fakes right, goes left, and the southpaw banks in a six-footer, and he's chopped up on the arm as he scores. And Rushi's got it back down to 12. It is not over by any stretch of imagination. Kearns, three-point play chance, short on the free throw. Rebound banged off the rim, back out to Rushi. Chance for a four-point possession. Kearns, 25 feet out, gives it up on the play to a teammate, gets it back, stutter step, and there's that indecisiveness by Rushi. It results in another traveling whistle. 39-27, Fort Lormie up a dozen. Fort Lormie's in the bonus, by the way, with 5:55 to go in the game. Here's Burning in backcourt. He eludes Jack Daypore. Into the lane all the way. Late handoff to Tyler Siegel. He banks it in. Now, Burning beat his man twice. Out at midcourt. Then at the top of the key, Rushi had to slough off on him, and Tyler Siegel was open for the feed. Burning, a fine assist maker. He's showing those skills off again here tonight. Here's a long three by Rushi's York from the deep right corner. It's in, out, in again, out again. And Fort Lormie snared the rebound. Up 14. Here's Brandewy in the lane. Eight-footer hit the back rim. Bounced off of Fort Lormie player's shoulder out of bounds to Rushi. 5:16 to go in the fourth. 41-27 Fort Lormie. Chuck, if Rushi's going to make a run, it's got to start pronto.
They got to start right now, and they got to start by getting Jack Daypore some good looks at the basket.
Yep. How many points for Jordan York? He got the first goal of the night for
Rushi. He's got four.
Need to get him going, too. He nailed a couple three-pointers late in the Rushi win over Anna earlier this season. York, top of the circle. Outside the arc on the right to Jack Daypore. He's picked up by Burning. On top, Evan Monier. Hooks a pass, baseline left to York. Turnaround, seven-footer as he was bodied on the play. No good, backboard rim fell off, but a two-shot foul coming for Jordan York of Rushi. I like that play right there, getting Jordan York somewhat free on the block, low left side. And with his back to the basket, you just about have to foul Jordan, or he will sink that shot on you. Free throw is dead on. Three straight points for the Raiders, 41-28 in favor of Fort Lormie. Second shot, Jordan York. 1, 2, 3 dribbles on the way. Good again. Four straight points by him. And Fort Lormie's lead is shaved to 12 once more. 41-29. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the game. Burning, deep right corner, Roderman for Fort Loramie. Roderman against the man-to-man. Had the ball tipped away by Ruchu. It goes out of bounds. Have not been a whole lot of offensive rebounds in this game. And Chuck Fort Loramie with an advantage on the offensive glass.
No, they've got two, and Ruchu now has four, but they've got three here in the fourth quarter.
Right. Here's Burning. Jukes right. Goes left down the lane. Evan Burning to the rim. Left-handed shot. Good. What a play by Burning.
Evan Burning.
Boy, he makes things happen, doesn't he? He can score on you. Mid-range jumper. The drive to the goal. Will shoot the three occasionally. And he drops off. Good passes. Assisting teammates left and right all evening long. No different here this evening. 14-point lead for Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to go in the game. Jordan York, high right for Ruchu. Deep right corner pass to Evan Monier. Skips it cross court. Here's Mason Daypour with a drive. He angled to the rim, went up and under, and attracted a two-shot foul. Good move by Mason Daypour. Ruchu Raiders started the game tonight with Jordan York on the floor, a junior. Daniel Kearns on the floor, a junior. Evan Monier on the floor, a junior. Junior Carter Francis has played quite a bit. Sophomore Mason Daypour started this game. Senior Dion Putoff has come in. And both free throws by Ruchu's Mason Daypour are on the button. And the lead is 12 again for Fort Loramie. Here's Tyler Siegel in the right corner. On top to Branderly. Back down inside to Tyler. Tyler powers to the rim. Good on the shot. And a foul. Who made that pass, Chuck? High left.
That came from Burning.
Evan Burning once more. Boy, he threw a bullet, a laser to Tyler Siegel. Ruchu's got to trap and double team. They've got to force steals. And the Raiders have been victimized as a result. Fort Loramie so unselfish at the offensive end. Free throw clangs off the rim, no good. Ruchu got the rebound, 3.5 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up by 14. Ball thrown baseline left to Mason Daypour. Turnaround, 7-footer. Oh, it was below the iron, came out. Rebound, though, in the lane by Evan Monier of Ruchu. Fired up the 8-footer, missed it off to the left. Boy, the Raiders had golden chances then. Fort Loramie with the ball up 14, just over 3 to play. Burning head of the key. Little spin move in the lane. Gives it up to Roderman, right corner. Thought about letting go of the 3, didn't. Gave it back to Dylan Braun. High right to Tyler Siegel. Pitch and catch by Fort Loramie, which is in the bonus. 3 minutes left in the contest. Here's Brandewee. Here's Dylan Braun straight on. Mason Daypour on him. Back to Brandewee. Brandewee meets resistance, heaves it cross-court to Burning, low on the left to Siegel, blocked on the play. Outstanding effort by Jack Daypour. Loose ball rebound, though, to Fort Loramie. Brandewee on the arc to Roderman to Brandewee. Good defense for the Raiders, but the ball came back to Fort Loramie, luckily for the Redskins, who dump it down inside to Tyler Siegel. He's handcuffed and fouled, and he'll shoot two.
In the scheme there, it ended up with Mason Daypour on Brandewee, so they did a good job of finding him. On Siegel.
Tyler Siegel at the strike for the Redskins. How many points for Tyler tonight, Chuck?
He's got 11.
He needs two more to get his average, which is 13+. First foul shot is no good. It's long. 45-31, Fort Loramie up 14. Second shot, Tyler, front rim, hangs, comes off. Rebound down to Ruchu. Here come the Raiders. Mason Daypour trots across the timeline. Left side to Jack. Left corner, Mason. He lines up the three, overshot it, air ball. Weak side rebound, Brandewee sliding. He cannot corral it. Out of bounds to Ruchu. Timeout, Redskins, 2:23 left. Fort Loramie up 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
A lot of gratitude from scoresbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, located at Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Take advantage of that grand reopening back in September. A lot of new inventory coming in all the time at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Extremely high quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Choose Goffney for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of coupons there at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Great combination of high-quality furniture and price at Goffney. Up after the timeout, a quick field goal by Fort Laramie, Chuck. Rushi has earned two free throws in the person of Evan Monier.
Yeah, Dylan Braun drove the lane again, drew the defense, threw the ball to Nathan Ratterman for an easy basket. On the other end, Monier went up, got hammered, went to the free throw line, missed the first one.
Chuck, how many field goals has Fort Laramie attained in the paint in this game tonight? I would say, what, 10 at a minimum?
Easy. They've hit three threes, but most everything has been in the lane.
Yeah, it sure has. Great passing by Fort Laramie, which spreads the defense. One of two free throws made by Rushi, 47-32. Errant toss down the floor by the Redskins. Raiders have it back, 90 seconds to go in the fourth. On the arc, it's Carter Francis, near side of Jack Dayport. He fakes right, goes left, pulls up, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Monier. High right to put off. Straight away, Jack Dayport again. A minute 12 to go in the game. 15-point lead for Norman. Foul line, Monier. Looks for help. Wants a cutter. Can't find one. Putoff comes out to get it. He starts a drive against Brandewey. Flips it back out to Jack Dayport. He unloads a triple. It is around and out. No good. Rebound for Laramie. Dayport was close. Couldn't get it to go. Then Dayport reaches in and backcourt, trying to swipe it from Evan Burning. Burning at the line, 1-1, 15-point lead for the Redskins. Biggest advantage in this game came early third quarter at 35-18. I know Rushi has shaved it down to 12 three or four times, but I don't think the Raiders have gotten it to 10. Fort Laramie's held them off. 1-1, Burning, shots away, no good, hit the backboard first. Fort Laramie's not shot fouls well here in the second half.
No.
45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a long three try by Evan Monier of Rushi. It caught the bottom of the net and went out of bounds.
Well, they do say nothing but net when you shoot it, but it's got to go through the rim first.
Now, Fort Laramie's defense has stalemated Rushi's offense all night long. That Raiders simply have not been able to drive. Have not gotten good looks in the lane. Only 32 points for Rushi. A half minute to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins with the ball, 25 feet away. This Fort Laramie Redskins team, Chuck, is only giving up 30 points a game. 32 tonight scored by Rushi. So the Raiders' average will go up just a tick, and that's it. Their defensive yield is phenomenal. 14 seconds to go in the fourth. Fort Laramie retreats to midcourt, and the Redskins will dribble it out. That'll do it. The Raiders concede. 5 seconds, clock winding down. 47-32. Fort Laramie over Rushi as the Redskins break an 8-game loss string to the Raiders during the regular season games. That streak was amassed over the last 4 years. Fort Laramie won two sectional titles over Rushi the last 2 seasons. And tonight, in their first meeting in 2017-18, Fort Laramie deals Rushi a loss, 47-32. And now the Fort Gourmet Redskins are the only unbeaten team in the Shelby County League. Rushi falls to 5-1. Rushi and Anna each with a loss. Fort Loramie advances to 5-0, and Anna comes to Fort Loramie next Friday. And that game is not before Fort Loramie goes to Versailles on Tuesday.
That's a tough week.
Yep, and we'll cover that game for you on Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, we're right back here tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 tip online at 2:10. The Rushi girls at Fort Loramie, those two teams unbeaten atop the Shelby County League as well. Very interesting this year that Fort Loramie and Rushi, in both boys and girls, meet at the end of round one and at the end of round two. That makes it a little extra exciting. Now, the game tonight, not real exciting, Chuck. After the first, quarter and a half, Fort Loramie pulled away, led by 18 once in the third quarter, and defeated Rushi by 15, 47, 32. Let's check out the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners tonight.
Well, for the Raiders, they were led by Daniel Kearns with 10. Jack Dapour had 9, and they got 6 from Jordan York. On the other side, for Loramie, Tyler Siegel had 11, and Evan Burning had 10. They held Dylan Braun to 6. And I'm looking at the Clancy's players of the game. Not only was he the leading scorer, Daniel Kearns, but he guarded Dylan Braun, who I think is the best offensive player in the Shelby County League, held him to 2 threes for the game and 6 points. So along with his 10 points, great defense. So it's Daniel Kearns on the Rushi side. On the other side, Evan Burning, he scored 10, must have passed out 10 assists to go along with that. So Evan Burning for Fort Loramie and Daniel Kearns for Rushi.
Brought to you by Clancy's. They are our award winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Up, these Fort Loramie Redskins do it again. Fort Loramie's had several games this year we thought might go to the wire, but Fort Loramie beat up on Franklin Monroe by 10. New Bremen has posed problems for foes so far this year. Fort Loramie trounced New Bremen 67-31, one at St. Henry 65-44. Beat Jackson Center on the road by 13. Beat Bethel at Bethel by 8 on December 30th tonight. Fort Loramie downs Rushi by 15 points, 47-32. And, Chuck, it is no longer an aberration. Fort Loramie's defense is terrific.
Well, I mean, early they were playing some teams that might not have been that talented, but recently they're playing good basketball teams, still holding them around 30 points a game, which is phenomenal.
Yep, sure is. Fort Loramie's next game is at Versailles. Versailles in the MAC. And you can bet, Chuck, when the first statewide polls come out, Fort Loramie in D4, Versailles in D3 will be ranked mighty, mighty high.
Yeah, I would be surprised if both of them aren't number one.
Rushi Raiders' next encounter is on the 12th of January at Houston. And keep in mind, these two teams reunite for the contest at Rushi on February 16th. That will close out the league and the second round last weekend of the year. Who knows? That game could be for an outright title, a share of the title. We expect there might be something on the line that evening.
Well, you would assume, and I think it'll be a little bit different because Brucey's gym is tougher to play in.
Yep.
It is truly one of the harder gyms to go into.
We have not talked about Anna in the last minute. Anna Rockets will have a big say in who wins the Shelby County League. Anna could very well win it itself. The Rockets have got two games left with Fort Loramie and a return match with Rushi back at Anna.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching Anna play the Fort Loramie, and I'm really looking forward to Rushi going into Anna. That's going to be a grudge match for the Rockets.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including Brookins in Fort Loramie. And nowadays, Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer before your home-cooked meal. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings and birthdays, too. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is also open. Great food at Brookins, nothing like it. You can't match Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. And Chuck, have I made you hungry?
Yes, I love Brookins, you know that.
And again, big shout-outs tonight to Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, family-owned and operated for 60 years. Superior Aluminum in Rushi is now in its third generation of business management. Superior is one of the most successful mid-market companies in the entire state of Ohio. And the building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a distributor of many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, online with us tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and in Fort Loramie. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And don't forget Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Chewy Drive. Eight divisions at Wells Brothers, a longtime supporter of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchor sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Gratitude as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the In-Between just south of Botkins, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, what's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie, as we noted. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed with locations in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. We've talked about them several times tonight. And also, Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, healthy vision for a lifetime as a result of primary eye care. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Chuck, I've enjoyed it. Although it was not as exciting as we thought it might be, Fort Loramie took care of that with outstanding defense all night long.
They're a terrific basketball team, and they're good at both ends. Tonight, offensively, they weren't outstanding, but if you're a good defensive team, you're going to be a good defensive team every night that you play.
Going to put you on the spot, Chuck. Did Rushi get double digits in any one of the quarters tonight?
I think they scored 10 in the second quarter. Give me a second here. I'll
Raiders wound up with just 32 on the entire evening. Points at a premium for the Raiders.
They scored 6, 10, 9, and 7.
Wow. Fort Loramie's D does it again. It has been what's the best word to describe it? Suffocating. It's been stingy.
Yeah.
So well connected is this Fort Loramie team.
Well, I talked about this before the game. They've got the eraser in the back so they can take chances on the perimeter. They got Siegel back there, and they got really, Rucci got hardly anything in the paint tonight. Just the opposite. Almost all of Loramie's scoring was done in the paint.
Rucci now 7-4 overall, 5-1 in the Shelby County League. The win tonight was Fort Loramie's 10th. No losses yet for the Redskins. Now 5-0 in Shelby County League action. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com. Chief Engineer Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On Site Engineering. Don't forget tomorrow back on the web on Scores Broadcast, 2:10 webcast time, 2:30 tip, Rucci Girls at Fort Loramie. Tomorrow we're back on Scores Broadcast.
Hi, Chris.
Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. Again, the final score, the Fort Loramie Redskins 47, Rucci Raiders 32.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.